Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, April the 26th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. But first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we start with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:42 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:31 p.m. The weather for the coming week will be warmer, with highs of 17 degrees centigrade, that's 62 degrees Fahrenheit, by Wednesday.
Now it's time for our weekly sight loss tip. Do you struggle pouring drinks with little or no vision? Why not try a liquid level indicator, which clips onto the side of your cup or glass and beeps to let you know when you are getting too close to the top. You can find out more about them by calling our low vision expert, John Walters, on 01902 886 786. But if you have another way to help pour drinks safely, do let us know. We would love to hear your tips.
And now we'll take a look at what's on in the area. Wolverhampton's Walking Festival is set to be the biggest ever, according to organisers. The annual event, which takes place from Saturday, May the 13th until Sunday, May the 21st, promises to take people off the beaten track by exploring different parts of the city and the surrounding area. A total of 36 events have been organised across the city in comparison to 30 last year. There are walks for people of all ages and abilities, including guided walks around local beauty spots. Guided walks will take place around West Park, East Park, Pendiford Mill, Northicott Farm, Bantock Park and the Smestow Valley, and the annual 12-mile-long Walking for Health Challenge Trail. All the walks are free, though some must be pre-booked. For more information, visit http://socsi.in/p5m10 to read more.
Judging for who will be the next Miss Black Country is underway, with finalists put through their paces ahead of this weekend's final. The 14-strong group had to tackle the sports round, as well as the Black Country quiz when they met in Dudley. Although some preliminary judging has taken place, the last day of the contest will be this weekend, when a winner will be crowned. On Sunday, the group met at the Copthorne Hotel in Briley Hill for the first stage of judging. They were met by Miss England Regional Director Rachel Barker before meeting the judges, including last year's Miss Wolverhampton, Faye Campbell, Miss United Kingdom 1996, Rachel Butler, and Miss Charity England 2016, and Miss Worcestershire, Laura Morgan. The finalists were tested on intellect before tackling a quiz about the Black Country and taking part in a modelling round. Finally, they were taken to Pure Gym in Briley Hill for the sports round. With the help of personal trainers, the finalists were put through their paces with a variety of squats, lunges and crunches. Miss Black Country will be crowned at a charity event this Sunday. To book tickets, visit www.missenglandwm.com/tickets or call Miss Barker on 07783 444 320.
Comedian Jason Manford will tickle fans' funny bones when he performs in Wolverhampton and Dudley. The star is best known for his roles on The One Show, 8 out of 10 Cats and Ordinary Lies. He will play the Wolfren Hall on December the 11th as part of his Work in Progress tour. Tickets for the show cost £16.88. Then next year he will be bringing the brand new tour show, Muddle Class, to Dudley Town Hall on April the 27th, for which tickets will cost £27.50 plus booking fees. To book for the Dudley show, log on to www.boroughhalls.co.uk 01834 812 812. To book tickets for the Wolverhampton show, visit www.wolvescivic.co.uk.
Tickets are still available to see the UK's most successful live act, Take That, at the Genting Arena in Birmingham in May. The band, made up of Gary Barlow, Mark Owen and Howard Donald, will perform their Wonderland live show on May the 5th and 6th in the centre of the arena floor. Tickets are priced from £61.30 to £105.30, plus a £2.25 fulfilment fee per order. Call 0844 3388 222 for more information.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Louise. The Beacon Centre is calling on families to donate their unwanted pairs of children's glasses to help those in need in Sri Lanka. The charity, which supports people with sight loss across the region, has already been running a hugely successful campaign to donate adult glasses to those in need in the country. Now it wants to support youngsters in Sri Lanka as well. Almost 2,000 pairs of adult glasses have been sent out to the country already after being donated by kind-hearted members of the public across the Black Country and Staffordshire. Many of those benefiting from Vision Corrective Live in a remote part of Sri Lanka have never worn a pair of glasses before, making a dramatic improvement to their sight. Once the glasses arrive in the country, the Senahees Foundation, a registered charity run by Buddhist monks, arranges for an optician to check them for their prescriptions, and special ceremonies have been held to hand them over to people in the remote Kurungela region. The idea to extend the campaign to include children's glasses as well as adults came after a visit by a leading monk from Sri Lanka, the Reverend Ragamana Suganthananda, was given a tour of the leading sight loss charity's base in Sedgley and found out more about why people have backed the project. The Beacon Centre's chief executive, Arwen Jones, said, "We would like to thank all those who have donated a pair of glasses to this campaign. It has really made a visible difference to people in Sri Lanka. We were delighted to welcome the Reverend Ragamana Suganthananda to the centre, and he expressed his delight that so many people had helped support the campaign. While we'll still be collecting adult glasses, we would now very much welcome children's glasses to be donated to our cause as well. If you would like to donate a pair of unwanted adult or children's glasses, you can drop them into the Beacon opticians at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road, East Sedgley. Glasses can also be dropped off at our Starbridge base at the Mary Stevens Centre on the Hagley Road in Old Swinford, or at any of our 7 retail shops across the area." And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.